Now, when you're reading a book, do you ever find yourself imagining who you'd have play their character in a film or a play? It's certainly not something most of us have the opportunity to do, to actually cast someone in a play. But my guest today for summer reading gets to do that in real life when his imagination is swept away by a good novel. Wesley Enoch is an internationally acclaimed playwright and director. He's also the chair of Creative Australia and a professor of Indigenous practice at Queensland University of Technology. He's a Quandamooka man from Queensland's southeast coast, and from there he joins me now. Welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Thanks, Barbara. Thanks for having me.
Now, you say that rather than reading a book, you prefer to experience it. What does that mean?
Oh, it's this terrible thing where my imagination kind of kicks in and I just... you place yourself in it. I mean, I think the act of reading is an ultimately an act of empathy where you're kind of placing yourself in the position of the characters and things like that. So I kind of I sit and I feel a book rather than just read it and intellectually understand it. I mean, the book I'm reading at the moment, I was reading on the tram and I got so embarrassed because there were sex scenes in the book and I was going, oh, I'm in public. Oh, I can't do this. So it was kind of like a bit confronting at times too.
Did you blush and try and cover it up?
Well, I isn't it a terrible thing where you just close the book slightly so only you can read it and no one can read over your shoulder like they're going to anyway. It's silly. But it's that thing about... I don't know, my internal world, my imagination really kicks in and I read really fast. Like I'll finish a 400-page book in a couple of days kind of world. I'll just kind of, I'll consume a book because it consumes me so much.
And what is this book you're reading with some sex scenes?
Well, if people know the book, it's Flesh by David Soleil. And it's a Booker Prize winner from 2025. And this is my period of time where I just catch up with all of the award winners, to be honest, because I don't know about you, but during the normal working year, it's so hard to just work your way through a huge list of books. So I'm doing that at the moment. And then I've got a big kind of pile of books beside my bed, which are just chastising me every time I look over going, I've got to do that within the next couple of weeks. So I'm getting through it.
Well, I've actually got Flesh next to my bed, but I haven't started it because I keep reading the easier ones, my spy novels and thrillers. But from what you've seen so far, you'd recommend it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's such a page-turner and for all the reasons. You know, I think there's something around, I don't know, cinema does this so much better and plays do it as well, where there's a kind of almost hormonal experience of reading a book or watching a film where you feel the adrenaline and you feel the endorphins and you feel things because it's sparking off stuff in your body and you're getting a kind of visceral reaction to ideas. Or maybe that's just me, but I don't experience books in a kind of very intellectual way. And Flesh is one of those, well, when you do pick it up, it is an absolute page turner. Like I've read 200 pages in the last couple of days because I was distracted. But just that whole idea of it talks about the flesh, it talks about your body, and it talks about your reactions and relationships in space. And it really is speaking to me at the moment, really speaking to me.
And what else is on your list, or have you got through this summer?
Well, I've read Orla McKay's Mouthing, which is an Irish piece, which was fun. And I must say too, I'm part of a book club, and the book club, I'm not going to say it's competitive, but I feel absolutely like I'm chasing incredible intellects as they kind of go, you should read this, and how about this? Let's read this for the book club. And the kind of competition of ideas in books is amazing. So that's we read a lot of Irish works, and Mouthing was part of that. I've got Moby Dick on my list to reread because I'm writing a play at the moment that I want to look at the whole mythology of the white whale. So that's fun. And Ghost Cities, that's my next big thing. Siang Lu, who won the Miles Franklin last year. So he's on my list to read before I have to go back to work.
Yes, summer will end at some point, won't it? Listen, thank you so much for sharing your reads with us. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Barbara. Bye-bye.
That's Wesley Enoch, a playwright and director, and also the chair of Creative Australia